The Busy Beaver, written by and illustrated by Nicholas Oldland, and read by Karen Hilchey. When you hear this sound, turn the page. There once was a beaver who was so busy that he didn't always think things through. This beaver's carelessness was becoming a problem. His dams leaked, and he always made a mess of the forest. He left trees half-chewed, and worse, he felled more than he needed. Perhaps worst of all, the beaver went about his work with so little thought that a tree landed right on top of a bear. And once, he even chewed a moose's leg, thinking it was a tree. The beaver was just that careless. It was only a matter of time before something went terribly wrong. Sure enough, one day the beaver was so busy chewing on a tree that he failed to notice it was falling in his direction. The beaver woke up in the hospital with a bent tail, 2 broken limbs, 3 cracked ribs, 4 big bruises, 5 sprained fingers, 6 twisted toes, 7 little cuts, 8 stinging scratches, 9 sore muscles, and 10 nasty slivers. He had spent his entire life chewing, swimming, and building. He had never sat still for a second. Now he could barely even scratch his nose. At first, all the beaver could do was stare at the ceiling. But little by little, he began to heal. With lots of rest, he regained his strength. And before too long, he was trying out a pair of crutches. Eventually, the beaver was able to hobble over to the window. This was the first time he noticed his leaky dam, the mess of trees he had left half-chewed, his friend's bandages, and a family of homeless birds. He realized he had a lot of work to do. The next day, the beaver embarked on a rigorous rehabilitation program. He did lots of yoga, he got back on his feet, and lifted weights. While he was at it, the beaver caught up on some important reading and practiced saying, "I'm sorry." And soon enough, he was ready to go home. "Run for your lives!" The beaver's friends were a little worried about his return to the forest. But despite their concerns, the beaver went straight to work. Before the beaver started his first project, he did a full tree inspection, checked to see if there were any animals in harm's way, and carried a frightened caterpillar to safety. Then the beaver went ahead and built the family of homeless birds a new nest. Next, the beaver apologized to his friends for being careless and causing so much damage. To show that he meant it, he made the bear a vase for his den, and he built a canoe for the moose. The beaver's final task was to clean up the mess he had made in the forest. He hauled off the trees he had left half-chewed, used the broken branches to fix his leaky dam, and planted saplings to replace the trees he had felled. With the forest back in order, everyone was happier, including the beaver. His work done, the beaver got to thinking about what he might do next. He came up with lots of ideas as he got ready for bed that night. Maybe he would take a course on dam building, or start a band and go on tour, or take more naps. The beaver liked this idea best. Being busy doing good work was exhausting. With a yawn, the beaver laid his head down on a soft bed of leaves and fell right to sleep. All that was left for the beaver to do was dream. The end.